Letters to Daniel, Volume 1. Letter 1-3. How we got to Harborview in the first place. Part 1. My dream job. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011. In the 8th month, on the 21st day of the 8th month. Dear Dan, it seems appropriate now that I should recount the events that preceded and led me to become injured and subsequently staying at Harborview and then becoming a disabled worker. July 15th, 1995 was a bright, sunny summer Saturday, perfect for motorcycle riding. In mid-morning, I had ridden up to Monroe to see a friend and brother. Riding back was great, and it was what I needed to settle my mind and spirit after what had transpired in the preceding weeks and days leading up to that point. In the years from 1990 to 1993, I was part owner of a small business, a corporation that specialized in floor care and janitorial services. Nearly all of our work was generated from pre-existing accounts, from the previous purchase of a small janitorial company and a Yellow Pages ad. One of the calls that came through in about 1991 was from a small high-tech biomedical manufacturing company in Bellevue named G8 that needed some floor care. I worked up the bid and presented it to the buyer, but did not get any return call. About a year later, I got a call from the same company, but from another person. I resubmitted the same bid for floor care and got the job. This involved an initial strip / refinish and a monthly maintenance plan. It was good money. At the same time, I discerned that their daily janitorial service was performed by a solo in-house employee, leaving them without any backup substitute in the event that employee was absent. I suggested to my contact that my company could be available to perform substitute cleaning services if called. So it was that within a month or so, the regular janitor received an ankle injury in a car accident and would be off of work for about a month. We were called in and performed the daily cleaning along with the monthly floor maintenance contract. Then, sometime later, their janitor quit or was fired. Once again, we were called to fill in. In the meantime, my contact, P6, who was the facilities manager, sought to hire my company to take care of the entire cleaning package. We negotiated a contract, and my company began full-time service. In the meantime, my partner and I had parted ways, business-wise, leaving me as the sole owner of the corporation. After the split, I had 2 janitorial accounts and all the floor accounts. We had earlier hired an employee, CB13, to work the janitorial route at G8 and who stayed on for a while after the split. I sold the floor care side of the business to CB13 and his wife and kept the two janitor accounts, one of which was G8. By this time, I was wishing I was no longer self-employed and was missing the benefits of working for a large company, such as vacation and sick leave time, etc. When I learned that G8 was in the process of expanding and building a new headquarters in Redmond, I approached P6 with a proposal. I suggested that I be hired on as head of maintenance and help to build the maintenance department from the ground up, as at this point they had no real maintenance department. P6 said that he had been thinking the same thing, and later in October of 1993, I was officially hired on at G8 as their maintenance supervisor. The Lord gave to me at this job an opportunity to use everything I had learned previously as a school custodian, business owner, and U.S. Army non-commissioned officer. I was allowed to build from the ground up all aspects of facilities maintenance, as well as supervise various outside contractors. I was in charge of the state-of-the-art security system and programmed all the secure access cards of the employees, as well as managing the physical keys to all the doors. I wrote job descriptions and interviewed potential employees. It was for me, a high school dropout with no college, heaven on earth. I was part of a great team, excellent boss, good-paying, cutting-edge, high-tech company that was also good to its employees. In 1992, while I was still a contractor at G8, I had occasion to do some work at the Redmond building that they were preparing to move into. It was a shell at that time with two functioning restrooms upstairs. On one of the days I was there to clean, the Lord directed me to go upstairs, stand in the middle of the open room, and proclaim His kingdom. I did this two or three times. So it was then, in the summer of 1992, that, unbeknownst to me, the Lord was laying a foundation of kingdom come that would become critical 3 years later. Blessings.